Chapter 2. Over the Top. The author of First Call, the book that offered the cheerful, or depressing, depending upon your perspective, assessment of the state of vice in France, was a man named Arthur Guy Empey. First Call was actually Empey's second book, and that one passage tells you pretty much all you need to know about it. His first book, though, Over the Top, well now, that one was really something. Almost from the moment it was published in June 1917, Over the Top was a tremendous success. In its March 1918 issue, The Bookman, a trade journal for the publishing industry, reported that the book has been selling at the rate of 250 copies every business hour since its publication last June. If you do the math, you come up with the figure of nearly 400,000 copies in print at that point. This at a time when the population of the United States was less than a third of what it is today, and literacy rates were significantly lower, too. By the time the war ended that autumn, more than 1 million copies of Over the Top were in print. If you want to know what one book almost all Americans were reading back in 1917 and 1918, what single volume most informed their vision of what war was really like for the men in the trenches of France, this is it. It shares, in a voice that even today sounds surprisingly modern, a tale that most returning soldiers did not care to. Writers love to grouse about the undeserved success of best-selling authors, but Over the Top is, in fact, a wonderful book. Interesting, compelling, well-written, and even in spots, very funny. Still, as is so often the case, its success was due in large part to good timing. It was published just 2 months after America entered the war.